Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood motivator. You know that feeling when you walk into a room and just radiate confidence? Like you own the place, even if it's just a coffee shop on a Tuesday morning? That's the magic of self-confidence. It's not about being arrogant or putting others down. It's about believing in yourself, your abilities, and your worth. And guess what? We can all cultivate that feeling. It's like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. In today's episode, we're diving deep into self-confidence and self-esteem, breaking down some practical tips and tricks to help you unlock that inner badass. Ever felt like an imposter in your own life? Like you're not good enough, smart enough, or capable enough? You know that feeling when you hesitate to speak up in a meeting or pass on that exciting opportunity because of self-doubt? Well, I'm here to tell you that's BS. Those feelings are often fueled by negative self-talk and limiting beliefs. But guess what? We have the power to change those narratives. Here's the thing, cultivating self-confidence is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and a whole lot of self-compassion. But trust me, it's worth every step. Take number one, challenge your negative thoughts. When that inner critic starts whispering doubts in your ear, don't let those words define you. Recognize them for what they are, just thoughts, not facts. Ask yourself, is there any evidence to support this thought? Or, what would I say to a friend who had this thought? Quote, 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 dot. Number two, celebrate your accomplishments, big and small. Keep track of your wins, whether it's finishing that project at work, acing that presentation, or simply making it through a tough day. Acknowledge your progress and give yourself credit where it's due. Remember, every step forward is a victory. Take number three, step outside your comfort zone. Growth happens when we challenge ourselves. Try something new. Say yes to opportunities that scare you a little, and don't be afraid to fail. Remember, even the most successful people have faced setbacks along the way. It's about learning from those experiences and getting back up stronger. Number four, surround yourself with positive people. Your tribe matters. Spend time with people who uplift you, encourage your growth, and believe in you. Avoid those energy vampires who constantly drain you and bring you down. Remember, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And lastly, take number five, practice self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those can be nice. Self-care is about prioritizing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, move your body, spend time in nature, and engage in activities that bring you joy. When you take care of yourself, you have more energy and resilience to face challenges and build confidence. Now, let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She was brilliant, creative, and had so much potential, but she struggled with crippling self-doubt. She'd often hesitate to share her ideas at work, convinced that they weren't good enough. But then she started practicing these tips, challenging those negative thoughts, celebrating her wins, and surrounding herself with supportive people. Slowly but surely, she began to blossom. She started speaking up more confidently in meetings, her creativity flourished, and she landed a promotion. Her transformation was inspiring, proving that self-confidence is a skill we can all learn and cultivate. So, remember this, you are capable of amazing things. Believe in yourself, embrace your strengths, and never stop striving to be the best version of you. And don't forget to share these tips with someone who needs a little boost of confidence. Remember, everyone has moments of self-doubt, but it's how we choose to respond that matters. So let's keep building each other up and radiate that incredible confidence. Until next time, keep moving forward with purpose and passion. And if you enjoyed this episode, leave a review and share it with your friends. Let's spread the message of self-love and empowerment together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.